you're wasting my time. Next caller.
All right, you want another call? Bud has seized control of the show. Sarah, 17, you're on Loveline.
Hi, boys.
Hey.
Okay, this is for Eric and Bud. From 40 Ounces to Freedom, the song Get Out, was that like your real landlady or who was that? I've always wondered that.
That was Brad's girlfriend's landlord.
Really?
The song was originally wrote about me. He was
it was really about us living at his house. But
I was living at Brad's house and at his dad's house.
But the answer came from his girlfriend.
Yeah, the answer machine was his Eileen's landlady.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And it was real cat, and it was real cat turds. So it was pretty much real authentic frontier gibberish.
So, Bud, you were living at Brad's house for a while?
Yeah, I lived at Brad's house for a while. You know, I was like kind of skidding. Yeah, I kind of had a falling out with an old lady, and we, you know, we just weren't getting along. She wrecked my car. She bought me this beater for $150.
Right.
I tended to prefer cuddling up next to Brad's harmonious booty.
please, a little respect for the deceased, for Christ's sake, but.
It's 8:05. This is Phyllis in the office. The cat is out on the patio. If it jumps one more time, your butts are in the street. I am sick and tired of your activities, of your cat, and your untruth with me. I'm going to call you tomorrow when you're home. You better explain a lot of things to me because I'm sick and tired of your bullshit. Good night.
Don't make no difference, but I found that I need a place to stay. And if I listen what the landlord man say, you should have seen all the flops in my house. We was jumping on walls.
To 1993 to stay positive, the love will come back to me.